Welcome into September. It's time for everybody to get up and move your feet or your heart or just your hair to start things off. Here we go. We're jamming. Joy Radio WRJZ. This is the station committed to help you grow in the faith. Here we go. It's September. Knox County has a new mayor, Betsy Henderson. Knox County has a new sheriff, Brett Gibson. A lot of new commissioners being sworn in for WRJZ. Our thanks to those who served. To Sheriff Tom Spangler, our hearty thanks to you, serving all the way until yesterday. And even in the health that he has been in, the cancer that he has battled, the rapidly declining health that you have heard of over the past several days, and yet he's maintained steadfast service. He's done a great job. So Brett Gibson, former player at the University of Tennessee, takes over. I'll have more to talk about that. Your thoughts? Your thoughts on the Flock cameras being voted to shut down? Will it stop us from solving other crimes? Is it a real intrusion into your privacy? What do you think? 865-342-5620. A lot of folks have said, I don't even want to touch that one. But your thoughts are welcome. Here at WRJZ Joy Radio, more coming up in just a few moments, including your phone calls on this, the first day of September. It's also a very special day for me. I'll tell you why when I return.
Another reason to tune in this September.
I have two daughters that listen, and it's just never have to worry about having it on.
Joy Radio.
This is amazing.
Here we go. It is a new day. It is a new month. Yeah, I know it's going to be hot, but here. For WRJZ Joy Radio, did you hear that Lenore City Schools are out, Dave? Canceled. 10 buses this morning caught fire in the bus yard. Thank the Lord, I don't think we have any injuries as far as I can see on the report from Channel 8. No injuries. 10 buses. Obviously chain reaction or something. Or was it arson? Was there foul play? Was there foul play? Did a bird come in and set a fire? Foul play. David's putting his sleuth glasses on even now. I said today's a special day. For on this date in 1984, at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, 93,727 fans saw Tennessee beat Washington State 34-27. But I wasn't there. I was at West Haven Baptist Church, and it was 7 o'clock in the evening, 4 hours later. My uncle made it just in time because he came straight from the stadium. He was decked out in orange. Uncle Bob was. And the lovely and gracious Mrs. Bell said, "Yes, I do." Shortly after 7, when asked, "Do you take this man to be your lawfully wedded husband?" And since then, she's discovered what long-suffering means. For 42 years, that woman has been married to me. Last night, I fixed our anniversary dinner. This is some of her favorite. Grilled teriyaki chicken with a teriyaki glaze brushed on. And it was good. Very tender. stir-fried broccoli, cauliflower, mushrooms, carrots, and a few onions in there because that's part of her love language. And that's all we had to eat. It's good. It's a good, if I do say so myself. I've not fixed a good stir fry in a long time. That was great. And then, as people our age will do, we went to bed. But happy anniversary, sweetheart. Today. 42 years ago today. Everybody else was at the Washington State-Tennessee game. I have preached for years. Get your affairs in order before Tennessee's football season starts on Saturdays. If you've got Saturday plans, and I, 42 years ago, was one of the biggest violators of that particular rule. And we set a date of September 1st, 1984, sometime back in the spring, if I remember. We were sitting in her house, legal pad paper on the living room floor of her house. Her parents were watching and kind of laughing at us as we were writing down the things we need to do and things we don't need to do yet. You know, I had already asked her to marry me that night. She said, we'll have to ask Daddy. I went in to ask Alan Curley. Handsome Al gladly said yes. I don't know how gladly it was, but he said yes. You'll have to ask him when you get to heaven. Handsome Al said yes. Mimi said yes. That's my mother-in-law. She said yes, too. And then, of course, my wife said yes. So I put the ring on. We were engaged. And we were thinking, yeah, we'll wait till 1986. We were going to wait a couple of years. This was March of 1984. She had just got back from the beach. I said, I'm not letting this girl get away from me again. We'd already broken up once for 6 months. This time I was going to go ahead and pop the old question. With the assurance from my sister, Sharon, that she would say yes. Is that chicken or what? Yeah, it's chicken. Sharon, do you think she'll say yes if I asked her to marry? Sharon started smiling. Goes, I don't know. Just ask her. See what happens. Sharon's mean. My sister. But I knew when she grinned like that, I said, uh-huh. You've already talked to her. I didn't say that, but I knew they'd already talked, and they did. And so Miss Meg was not terribly surprised when I popped the question. She was terribly surprised when I popped the question that particular night after a date. And it's 7 o'clock in the evening, and we're at her parents' house. She said yes. Alan said yes. Peggy said yes. We all said yes. Sat on the floor with a legal pad paper trying to figure out our budget. I had about 2 dimes to rub together, maybe. She did not marry me for looks or money, honey. Because she got neither. But she said yes, and God put us together. We started our first date 2 years before that on a blind date set up by our mothers. That's how it happened. If God's sovereign hand wasn't in this, it would have never happened. It's that simple. And many of you can say the same thing, couldn't you? So today is our 42nd anniversary. So while 93,727 people were over at Neyland Stadium watching Tennessee barely beat Washington State. I don't even remember that. No wonder I don't remember that game. I wasn't there. And I was a bit preoccupied. So at 7 o'clock that evening, nobody in my family is even listening to the radio to hear John Warden when he's saying about the game. They were all behaving. But for years after that, my mom reminded me, yeah, it was Washington State game. It was September 1st. And there we were, tying the knot at 7 o'clock that evening at West Haven Baptist Church in northwest Knoxville, close to where we lived. I had an apartment over there on Cedar Lane. She still lived at her house, her mom and dad's house. She was gainfully employed, and I was gainfully employed at a station in Sevierville. How we made it work, I'll never know. By the grace of God, here we are.
is love. 18 minutes after 6, traffic and weather. What's your story? How'd you ask your sweetheart, guys, or ladies, how did you get proposed to if you were proposed to? 865-342-5620.
Wonders never cease. Like, how can they let him on the air? The Bob Bell Show continues.
For WRJZ, good morning to you. So nice to have you aboard on September 1st, 2026. 6:22, 22 minutes after 6 o'clock, so how'd you get engaged? Tell me, I'll tell you ours. 865-342-5620. It is by miracle, isn't it, that all this happens? Hey, I want to encourage you, for those of you who are golfers, either if you're just starting out, you're female or male, doesn't matter, check out Top Tracer today at iguanifarmsgolf.com. iguanifarmsgolf.com. As a matter of fact, we're going to be over there September 14th, live and in person, 6 to 8 a.m. to benefit Fostering Hope TN. It'll be the Atlanta Braves golf tournament. The McMichaels and all of them, Jeremiah LaDodge, who is the general manager at Iguani Farms, wants to benefit these Fostering Hope TN people, of which her sister is one of them. Shante is an amazing person. She's adopted 8, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong. It could be 9. Sponsored by Iguani Farms, and also our remote sponsor by Matlock Tire. Supporting our youth and children who are in the foster system to make sure that they are placed in a great Christian home with everything they need. And that's part of why we're doing the Fostering Hope Tee. In fact, that's the whole reason we're doing. I'm not playing golf that day. It's already sold out for the most part. There may be some other things that you can contribute to if you want to, but we're going to celebrate Fostering Hope TN. There's some of the ones, along with Compassion Closet, that noted a lot of our foster kids that get placed end up carrying a garbage bag of clothes that they kind of threw together at the last minute when police are picking them up and moving them from one place to another hurriedly. And sometimes they don't have a place to stay. Fostering Hope TN helps to solve that. Or maybe when they go to school, all of a sudden they're getting registered at a different school, like in one day. They don't have an eraser. They don't have pencils. They don't have crayons. Fostering Hope TN makes sure they do. So we're going to benefit Fostering Hope TN. iguanifarms.com for more information. Check out Shot Tracer. My understanding is even at night, all the way up to closing time, they've got 10 bays open. You can hit balls at night and see Shot Tracer. Same thing that other people use. And you can see where the ball goes. It'll even trace it through the air. It's so cool. So if you're a beginning golfer, if you don't play much golf, you thought about it, you kind of wondered, that's a great place to go and kind of practice. You're not going to hurt anybody. And then, or if you're somebody who's very polished and you'd like to play, you just want to get better, that's a great place to go. Of course, it's in Rockford, the banks of the Little River. I love that place. Sometimes when I played over there for various and sundry tournaments, we used to play the EYF tournament over there many years ago. It would almost be without fail, the late, great Matt Hinken and I would step up to the tee box, get ready to hit. Here comes a big 747 right over our head. Like, could y'all wait a minute? Of course, the joke was every time I played at Iguani Farms, I had to notify the FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, because, sometimes my Titleist goes astray. for WRJZ. It's like some of the hail damage I've had on my house that looks like Titleist. It honestly does. No, we're going to have a big golf tournament. So Atlanta Braves and a lot of other people, they're already signed up for it. But we're going to talk to Charlie at Matlock Tire and talk about why he's a part of the community that celebrates it. We're going to talk to some other of our friends from Iguani Farms and Alan McMichaels, who's a gentleman, along with the rest of the McMichaels family, including my doctor, Jeff McMichaels, who started Fostering Hope TN. They were all on vacation, big family vacation one week. And this is many years ago. And Alan McMichaels and several others, Greg McMichael, who was a great Atlanta Brave and a great University of Tennessee baseball player, they all looked at each other and said, you know, God has blessed us with lots of resources. What are we going to do with it? What are we going to do that's going to last after we're gone? And Shante, one of the kids at that time, said, you know, maybe we ought to do something with foster care. And just like that, within a few years, they had a tremendous ministry, started a nonprofit called Fostering Hope TN. You know, and I think about that when I heard about our good friend, Jim Daly, who's at Focus on the Family. I was here sitting at this desk interviewing him. We were doing a recorded interview taking place later in the day because they're in a different time zone. And he's such a sweet guy. He's a great guy. And while I was talking to him, he was telling me about the story of the fact that he aged out of the foster system before he was ever really adopted. He was never adopted. But he had some great foster parents that helped and some that weren't so great. Just as I was talking to him, this picture came up on my phone. It was a picture sent from my wife, who was at work at the time. And I thought, what's she doing at work sending me a picture? Because at that time, she worked with young children. And it was a picture of these three little girls that we have kept in respite care several times. The day they were adopted over at the Knox County Courthouse. A picture of the oldest one first, who was about 13 years old. A picture of the next one, who was about 8, and the other one that was about 6. And they all had new names. They were given new names, and their forever family had adopted them. And I told Jim that, and both Jim Daly and I were sitting here trying to record that, and we were tearing up, and we got very emotional. But God was at work, just like God has been at work ever since in his life on Focus on the Family. It's amazing. By the way, I've got a Steve Farrar cut I'm going to play for you a little bit later. It's amazing because Steve's been gone for a number of years now. But what a great grip he has on ministering to men and kind of being straight with people, you know, not pulling any punches, all of that. So there's a lot to look forward to. This show's going to be great. Tanya Stout Brown's going to be in later. She has some comments from some of our great students over at Temple, or at least King College. I think that's where it was. Well, she was interviewing several young people, which for me at this point in time include a lot of folks. Yeah, I could look at somebody 45 years old and say, man, they look so young. They're just kids. No, they're grown people. But their concerns about what's ahead for them future-wise. I think it's good. So Tanya's been doing the work at WRJZ. Coming up in just a few moments, we'll talk about a great invention. Talking about farming on this September 1st. Hot day. Also, what was changed in 1878 in the telephone business? Oh, I'll tell you. Had to do with operators. All coming up in the Bob Bell Show. Joy Radio. Time now for the latest in news brought to you by my good friend, yeah, over there, Guardian Investment Advisors, Gary Thurman. Look him up today. Go to Guardian Investment Advisors. They'll tell you all about how to get ready for the next stage of life.
Renowned theologian William Barclay said,
"If we are to accept the teaching of Jesus at all, then the only test of the reality of a man's religion is his attitude toward his fellow men. At our station, we encourage you to love everyone around you,
even those who might be a bit harder to love.
We're Joy Radio."
God wonders beyond our gap.
It's been a long time. Sing it now.
The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy, Lord of heaven.
Throughout the expanse of the universe, he holds it all in his hand. The sovereign king of this universe, who created it in 6 literal days, knows your name, the number of hairs on your head, everything about you, and yet sent his son to the cross to die for you because it pleased him to bruise the perfect Lamb of God. For WRJZ Joy Radio, welcome in. Good to have you on. This is Tuesday, brought to you by Knox Rail Salvage and Old City Kitchens. Love them. By the way, they're going to be a part of our 12 Days of Christmas coming up. So is Rick Terry Jewelry Design, and he will. You like that, Dave? And he's ready. Didn't I almost do that when I got him on the phone? And he's on. The Rick Terry, Rick Terry Jewelry Design. He's got something cooked up. He's going to give away a beautiful gift.
And I have it in the thing even. Yes. I have watches and rings and all sorts of diamond stuff even.
He does, even.
And I do.
Well, he says, "I want to be your jeweler," and I do. And I do. He means that. He's a character.
Master craftsman.
Oh, he is. He's a character. I love that guy.
I would love to see what watches he has in there.
Do you know what happened on 1878 on this date?
Uh-oh.
Yes. Originally, there were no female telephone operators in the young communications industry, but they found out that some of the males were rude. So on this date, 1878, for the first time, they got a female to switch over because they felt that she would be much more courteous, and it was. The first woman telephone operator was Emma M. Nutt. Emma M. Nutt. In honor of Lily Tomlin's birthday, maybe this is what Ms. Nutt sounded like.
One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingies. A gracious good afternoon. Have I reached the party to whom I am speaking? Is this Premier Alexei Kosygin of the USSR? Good. This is Miss Ernestine Tomlin of the AT&T. No, that's not a country. No, we're much bigger than that. Yes, and we just want to be sure that the line from the White House to the Kremlin is working. What? Yes, I do. I do know quite a bit about Russia. What do I think of Lenin and Marx? Well, John Lennon's a little dull, but Groucho's hysterical. Hello?
Lily Tomlin, 87 this morning. The first plow with interchangeable parts was invented and patented on this day by Jethro Wood in 1819. Thank you, Jethro, because you made a lot of farming a lot easier. Speaking of which, opera composer Engelbert Humperdinck was born on this date in 1854. You thought I was talking about the singer of After the Lovin'. Nope. This is the original Engelbert Humperdinck, composer of Hansel and Gretel. 1854, Edgar Rice Burroughs, the writer of Tarzan of the Apes. Born to the state in 1875. More coming your way right here at WRJZ, the Bob Bell Show. It's such a great time having you along. How did you and your spouse get proposed to or propose? 865-342-5620. It's now 20 minutes away from 7.
And now back to the Bob Bell Show.
Gone, like yesterday is gone.
Uh-huh.
Like history is gone. The world keeps spinning on. You're going, going,
Valley Radio, WRJZ. It's now 6:41. 19 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Tuesday brought to you by Knox Rail Salvage and Old City Kitchens today. Yeah. So I told you, Engelbert Humperdinck, born in the state in 1854. That is, the one who became a singer in last century was quite, I mean, it was well known. But you didn't know that there was one before that that was the actual author of Hansel and Gretel. Richard Farnsworth, the actor, born in the state in 1920. Conway Twitty, born of the state in 1933, had a huge hit with It's Only Make Believe. Do you remember? His actual name, Harold Rogers, who was born somewhere between Conway, Texas, Twitty, Texas, and Conway, Arkansas. So he took the two names, Conway Twitty, and that became his stage name. But for Harold Jenkins, that's what he was known. Only make-believe. Had a lot of big hits. At WRJZ Joy Radio, no Ken, but Archie Bell of Archie Bell and the Drells, 82 today. It's also Barry Gibb's birthday. Barry Gibb has a birthday today. He would sing this today because he's 80. Staying alive. Now listen to the beat of this song. It's the perfect beat to which you revive people when you're administering CPR. No, every time I've done training for CPR for respite care kids, they play this song. You get to practice on a little bitty dummy, a little bitty baby, a baby dummy, and you get to do the rhythm. And even they tell big guys like me, says, you've got to press on in there because it's got to be, you know, at least a couple of 3 inches. For WRJZ, that's what keeps them staying alive. And finally, Gloria Estefan turned 69 today on the celebrity birthday list. Gloria Estefan, the Miami Sound Machine. That's a good one. Turn the beat around, words get in the way, and so much more. At 6:44, WRJZ. She had a horrible bus accident at the height of her career. That tore up her back and really tore up her career. But she kept singing as much and as often as she could. Friend WRJZ Joy Radio, it's good to have you in. We're going to talk a little bit more, too, at the top of the hour with Tanya Stout Brown about what young people's dreams are as they head out into the real world. You know, our friend Jonathan Baker, that spent a lot of time with us last year, is now at the University of Mobile. In case you don't know, that's in Mobile, Alabama. The university, of course it is, Bob. So it's kind of funny. He's a Ram down there, too, because that's what they are. Their colors in the school is red. But he is studying to be a worship minister in the worship arts and playing piano. I've seen him play piano. I've seen him play guitar. I've seen him sing one of the hardest songs to sing called Santa Fe. In the musical Newsies a couple of years ago, I was dumbfounded. This redheaded kid, and he's really funny. I ask these young people about their dreams often as well. And everywhere they go to school, sometimes you hear some of the same things. But now this guy, Jonathan Baker, the redheaded kid, has always had a tendency to jump up in class and go, I know the answer. So many of you will remember it. I don't know if you do remember. His name was Arnold Horshack of the Sweat Hogs from Welcome Back, Cotter. Oh, 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 Mr. Cotter, Mr. Cotter. His hand raised.
Arnold Horshack. Yeah, what does that mean, Arnold? He goes, Horshack, it means the cattle are dying. But Arnold Horshack always knew the answer. So these young people that I was sitting with, a bunch of football players one day, at a dinner table, we were getting ready to go play a game off in Chattanooga, and I explained the fun that Arnold Horshack brought to televisions all over the world. Is it Ron Palillo? Is that his name? He's dead now. Passed away years ago. But he was so much fun. And they looked it up, of course, on their phones. And they just died laughing and said, yep, that's Jonathan. He's Mr. I know. And that kind of initiative, that kind of excitement, that kind of enthusiasm will take him far. It will take him far. Rather than just sit there and let everybody else do it. Now, my wife is one of those young ladies when she was at Carnes High School many thousands of years ago. Sorry, hon. She considered herself a wallflower. She would know the answer. She just didn't want to put up her hand. And finally, after everybody else got it wrong, she'd tell you the answer because she was one of the better students. Very studious. She didn't ever want to draw attention to herself. All different kinds of people. For WRJZ Joy Radio, Jonathan's going to join us in the booth Friday night, by the way, along with Devin Coffey. Meanwhile, it's 6:47, 13 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Coming up, Jack Hibbs talks about being a witness to his own sister, and he tells his story. You got to hear it. It'll encourage you. That's on The Food for the Soul, shortly at WRJZ Joy Radio. This portion of the Bob Bell Show brought to you by Knox Rail Salvage and Old City Kitchens.
The Bob Bell Show. If you ain't tuned in, well, bless your heart.
It's not like where I have to chase.
Goodbye to the hurt. Are you thankful for the mercy that you have received? As Tanya said a minute ago, are you passing that mercy on? You know, when you talk to your server at a restaurant, do you look them in the eye? When you walk by someone who's checking out your groceries, do you talk to them? Do you look at them? I don't mean carry on a huge conversation. Sometimes people get a little impatient. If you are older like me, you've learned to take advantage of life and it's a good day. So if you're at the mini mart, it's okay to say a word or two to the person checking you out as long as you don't slow things down. The minute you slow things down because you say something like, you reckon we're going to get any rain? You know. People get impatient, but, you know, you can say thank you. Hey, thanks for noticing that was on sale. I appreciate that. Sometimes these people go a whole day with nobody really saying anything to them of any value or say anything nice to them or a thank you. Or they'll say, we appreciate you. And you go, well, I appreciate you. You know, just. I told one dude, I said, he goes, how are you? I said, well, I'm much better now that I've seen you. He said, I don't know if I believe that, but that's good. I appreciate it. You know, you're just making small talk. You're acknowledging that everybody is there. You know, this world isn't wrapped up in you. This isn't all about you. As a matter of fact, he's got plans for you to talk to the people with whom you cross paths. That's what she was talking about, those divine appointments. They're there for a reason. They're divine for a reason, because they're him. He gives you every reason and every way to make contact with people. Some people I go to lunch with, sometimes they get uncomfortable, and I say, pardon me, Cedric. Thanks for taking my order. We're going to pray over our meals. Is there anything we can pray for you about while we're at it? You know, I'm not trying to give him a 30-minute dissertation in Calvinism or dispensationalism, either one. I'm telling him, in no uncertain terms, the Savior loves him. And the Savior is Christ. And he is God with skin on. Other than that, I'm not trying to communicate much else, and he does care enough for me to be able to ask, can I pray for you? And it gives you an opportunity. It's an opportunity. Seize the opportunity and make it happen. You know, I've preached this for years. Just like I said, I've preached for years and years and years about, you know, get your affairs in order before University of Tennessee football hits. Before that first Saturday of the season, which is September 5th, which is this coming Saturday, right? The first, so it's 3:30. It is on some sort of YouTube channel or whatever. I don't know. It's on an ESPN app, which we have. I'll figure it out by the time it gets to be that time. So Tennessee will play against Furman. Faison Brandon will be the starter. And I wonder how many people are getting married this Saturday. Probably not very many. But on Saturday, September 1st, 1984, Tennessee versus Washington State, like I said, that's when I got married. I must have been in love. And I wrote on Facebook, I'm still in love. Fact is, if I were to be honest with you about this marriage that we've had for 42 years, I'm much more in love than I was before. I know how to love more than I did when I was 21. When I was 21, I'm not sure I knew what God's love in a marriage actually meant. I'm learning. Still at this time. 42 years in, she's not thrown me away. We've laughed together. We've cried together. Boy, have we cried tears. But we certainly have laughed. Just like when I said something silly several years ago, had a bunch of foster kids in the house. The little 3-year-old looks up at me. My wife goes, oh, Bob Bell, Bob Bell, Bob Bell. Because when I say something silly, that's usually what her response is. We're eating supper. A few minutes later, I said something silly again. Can you imagine that? And this little bitty girl, this little 3-year-old looks up at me and goes, oh, Bob Bell, Bob Bell, Bob Bell. You don't think they hear you? They sure do. You don't think other people that are checking out your groceries or other people that are serving you food, folks at the car wash, you don't think they notice when you talk to them and you show a modicum of love to them and appreciation? I know Dr. Matt Prince for years used to go to police officers and we'd have lunch down at Buddy's Barbecue on Magnolia when it was there. We'd be there having a barbecued chicken sandwich, and he'd see a group of officers in the corner. Even today, while everybody's screaming and hollering at him, making all kinds of comments on social media, he would walk over to those officers, and they'd look at this older gentleman who was bald, had beautiful gray hair on the sides, you know. Like, what's this guy going to do? Gentlemen, my name is Matt Prince, and I just want you to know we love you and appreciate you, and we've been praying for you and your families. Have a great day. It'd be like 6 or 8 of those officers would look up and say, well, thank you. We really appreciate that. 7 o'clock, WRJZ Knoxville. Tanya Stout-Brown's going to join us at the top of the hour. Fox News on the way. What's happened in the Straits of Hormuz? We had another attack. Yeah, we have. Minor one, but it was there. Also, weather and traffic is on the way at WRJZ. and gentlemen, 42 years married. That's me. 42 years.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah. What a rare mood. Come on, Nat King Cole. It's almost like being in love. I'll sing this to her tonight. There's
a smile. I'm probably, sure
at, the,
will, yes.
probably at the restaurant.
For the whole human race. Why it's almost like being in love.
If you've ever watched the end of Groundhog Day, that's the exit song.
Of what?
Groundhog Day. That's the exit song.
Is it?
In many weddings, this is the exit song.
Is it?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
That and Ain't That a Kick in the... Ain't That a Kick in the Head by Dean Martin. That's another exit song at weddings.
No, mine was a George Jones song.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He stopped loving her. No, not that one.
No, not that one. It was a lesser known George Jones song. It was a little cute, little fun.
Well, the race is on and here comes.
Nope. Wasn't that one. No. I can't remember the title of it, but it was the song that was out in the 1980s and it wasn't hugely popular, but it was a cute little love song. And
she was hotter than a $2 pistol.
Not that one either. Boy, you really must be a George Jones fan. You know all these George Jones songs.
I played country music the first 10 years of my career.
See, when I was in college, I went to see George Jones. We were on the second row center.
Wow.
And I had to work.
We as in you and your husband.
No, I wasn't married at the time. Okay. No, my college roommate. And she was so not into country music. But she did it for me. She got her chicken biscuit and she went and stood in line before the ticket office opened.
Bless her heart.
Tickets. You know, she went on to become, have a career as a country music DJ in Memphis.
Isn't that poetic?
And
justice?
She told me, she said, I still tell people that story about how I went to a George Jones concert and sat on the second row in the 1980s.
Now, that's real country, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's no fake. No. I mean, that's authentic.
Mm-hmm. That's
but He Stopped stuff. Loving Her Today or the Grand Tour, those things are, that's real country music.
Mm-hmm.
With the moan, the bending of the notes, and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned it. But I used to love Here Comes Pride Up the Backstreet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The winner loses all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Race is On is the name of the song.
Yep.
Love that one. There was one about moonshine.
White Lightning.
Yeah. White Lightning. Now, that was back when I drank. I can remember that.
Oh, okay.
It's one of the few things I can remember and all that sort of stuff.
Well, so, I didn't drink at the time, and I still love George Jones when I worked at WGAP.
I was going back and forth between George Jones and Jimmy Buffett.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would turn around and love me some ZZ Top and Marshall Tucker Band, Southern Fried stuff, Charlie
Daniels.
Good music
in any genre.
Sure.
And I heard Conway Twitty has a birthday today, or he's not living anymore.
No,
but
Harold Jenkins was born in the state in 1933.
You know, I mean, he had his own theme park.
Yep.
Twitty City. And so we won't say that Dolly got her idea from that, but she may have.
She may have.
Because, I mean, he was the first one, I think, who did that sort of thing.
Exactly. In Nashville or outside of Nashville. Mm-hmm.
Country music artist. It was in Arkansas, I believe.
So he was from Conway, Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And he also lived in Twitty, Texas. Mm-hmm. So Conway Twitty.
Twitty City.
Harold Jenkins.
Mm-hmm.
But my only
hello, darling.
Oh, dear. Whew. You got to watch out for those. Whew. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on in these songs. But he... You know, and he had a certain swagger that people just loved.
I tell you, if you listen to some of that country music, like from the 60s and 70s,
mm-hmm.
it's some pretty slimy stuff. It's rated PG-13
sure. You sit there and kid about the rappers today.
Uh-huh.
They didn't have nothing on some of that stuff.
And then steam rising off of it.
Then you had some other stuff that was like, he's in the jailhouse now. Well, and every time I hear that, I keep thinking about, oh, brother, where art thou?
Oh, yeah. I love that film. Oh,
what'd you do that for, Delbert?
I just actually got to see it recently because it was down in the old city. There's a movie theater down in the old city, which I didn't know until my daughter told me. And, of course, our family were big fans of Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? So the four of us got together and went down to the old city. And
I quote a lot of words out of
actually,
this.
It's on Central. Is Central considered the old city?
Yeah.
Okay. Is. Well, yeah, it's on Central.
They ran him out of, I know that he sold his soul to the devil. Man. And some of the seeds there, I mean.
There's so many one-liners. I slaughtered that horse last Tuesday. I was afraid it was fixing to turn. Go for it. If you haven't seen Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And you want just a good laugh, a good stupid movie. Sometimes you just need a good stupid movie to laugh at. I highly recommend it.
It's either that or the other one the kids robbed me of in 2004. Was it Napoleon Dynamite?
Oh! Yeah.
And I watched it. Sure enough.
I love that one too.
9 minutes after 7 at WRJZ Joy Radio. Lots to talk about, including Anniversary Day.
Yay!
What have I preached for so many years on the air? I have violated. I'll tell you about it coming up. Tanya Stout Brown here at the station, committed to help you grow in the faith.
When I was in the world, I listened to a lot of crazy stuff. This is different. It inspires me to keep going.
Yeah, this your hopes up. It's not going to bring you down.
You're listening to Joy Radio.
I think about it every morning when the sun comes up.
11 minutes after 7 o'clock at WRJZ. Yeah. Do it again. This is Joy Radio. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The first female mayor of the county has taken her chair today, Betsy Henderson, in office. One of the first sheriffs that we've had over 6'7" takes office as well. That's Brent Gibson. was a center for Peyton Manning back in the 90s at the University of Tennessee. So what did I violate? Well, I violated a long time ago. I told people years, get your affairs in order before Tennessee football starts. Have your baby showers, your weddings, your events, your reunions. Don't do it during the season. Just don't do it. Saturdays are busy.
If it matters, get it done before college football.
I'm just sorry. So in 1984, September 1st, at West Haven Baptist Church, there were assembled about 300 people to watch me get hitched. And that I did. My dad was the best man, who was also a big UT fan. I could smell the whiff of bourbon on his breath because he'd been drinking, because he was an alcoholic. He wasn't, now, you never saw my dad drunk, like out of control. Hey, baby. He's always in perfect control.
Mm-hmm.
You would not know, but you could smell it. My Uncle Bob came in right after the game. The game took place that day. 93,797 people were at Neyland Stadium watching Tennessee play Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee incidentally won 34-27.
I cannot believe that you, of all people, had a wedding on game day.
I sure did. You think
How
I was in love?
How did that happen? You must have been desperately in love.
You just answered your own question.
Okay.
That's sweet. I had no clue.
Yeah.
I'd played. I dreamt about running through the tee. I'd done all that. By this time, I was out and everything, and I was at least starting to kind of slow down drinking. I have not quit drinking. I was lost when I got married. It is by God's providential hand that I even got to say I do to that wonderful girl. That's amazing. So I'm on my way to Pigeon Forge first. We were going to stop at Pigeon Forge so that we go to the restroom and go to the Crystal and grab some crystals, because we were poor, dirt cheap, poor. We didn't have two dimes to rub together. So we
John Anderson song, Money in the Bank.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So we stopped there, and we had crystals, and Dummy here ordered them for there. She looked at me, she goes, I meant for you to order them to go. I went, oh, we can change that. So I did. She came out of the bathroom very surprised to see that I was taking a tray over to a table. Not what she was thinking. So we went to the Days Inn Glenstone Lodge in Gatlinburg. Stayed there three whole days. Actually, two nights there. 3 days. At the Days Inn Glenstone Lodge. And we ate our dinner and all that kind of stuff. And we stayed in Gatlinburg. 3 days later, I went back to work like nothing happened. Except I was married. And the whole world changed. But I had always heard, even then, don't get married on opening day of the season.
What were you? You just weren't thinking.
I was cloudy.
See, this proves your love for Meg. So that's sweet.
I had no clue. Didn't even ask the score of the game. Had no clue. I was preoccupied. Had no clue. Had no clue. So by God's grace, here we are, 42 years later. And I fixed her stir fry tonight with the broccoli, cauliflower, teriyaki, and then onions, mushrooms. Those are, I mean, that's a must for her. And then, of course, the teriyaki chicken, which was very good.
Mm-hmm.
But tonight it'll be going to a restaurant. We're going to hang out probably at Aubrey's. You'll see some of our kids at Aubrey's.
Okay, so what is the secret to a long marriage from your perspective? What
do you think? The secret to a long marriage is a short memory. No. The secret to a long marriage is learning to say, not I love you. Gentlemen, please hear me. Guys, I want you to lead with this. The phrase, I was wrong. Can you forgive me? And don't add anything else to it. But only if you would know. If you would have just know. Don't add anything to it. Just say, I'm so sorry I said that, did that. Can you forgive? And mean it.
Get out in front of it.
Get out in front of it. Let her have room to forgive you. Because you're going to do something worth being forgiven. Now, for ladies, he's going to wake up 6 months later next to you in bed, and he's still going to have bed hair and halitosis. Do you love him then? Because it goes beyond the physical. I love that woman so much more now than I did 42 years ago. It's not even funny.
That's the way it should be.
It's not even measurable.
We had been, I don't know how long we'd been married, but we were mad at each other. We were just in one of those seasons where we weren't getting along great.
We had those two.
And David had to come all the way from Von Orr to Knoxville because my car broke down.
Oh, dear.
Broke down in the parking lot, so it was all safe. But
still.
But he had the hood up, and he was working on my car. He told me, he said, well, I'm not mad at you. I said, well, you shouldn't be. It's not my fault. Anyway, that kind of thing. So I was behind the wheel, and he was under the hood, and it was like God spoke to me. It was like this is revelation. It was like God spoke to my heart and said, he is not your Prince Charming. He is your family.
Ooh.
I mean, and it was.
That's good.
Well, it is. I mean, it had to be a revelation from God because I wasn't even thinking in the realm of that. But my thinking shifted. And, you know, a lot of girls in particular, when they get married, they have that Prince Charming. They put him up on that high white horse. But he's human and he's going to make mistakes. And he's family. And you don't just ditch your family when they do things that are unpleasant or when you go through seasons when you're not getting along, when it's annoying. He's family. You're attached. You are relations now. You're together forever. And that changed for me. That changed the direction of our marriage forever.
Makes sense to be attached.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I love that. For this reason, shall a man leave his mother and his father and cleave unto his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. At WRJZ Joy Radio, September 1 is here. I am Bob Bello and Tanya Stout Brown. She is our creative director and, well, she's just smart. Later on, we got some people we're going to talk to from Crown College to talk about their dreams and concerns. That's coming up next half hour. We got a lot this half hour, including Pray Tennessee, with our friend Dr. Pat Paulus, who's going to lead us in partnership with Knoxville Wholesale Furniture.
And now, back to the Bob Bell Show.
Sure am. B Square here, Bob Bell with WRJZ, along with Tanya Stout Brown.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a great day to be in East Tennessee.
I tell you, I love it. It's partly cloudy. We have 74 degrees. So it's well, we have the heat dome open back up.
Yeah.
Sorry, well, I didn't mean to bring that to your attention.
No, I know. And Pete Michaels mentioned, you know, you got to be careful with traffic because there are going to be a lot of people who are out running around this morning. Mm-hmm. If they've got places to go, groceries to buy.
It's actually a good idea.
They're doing the errands. They're going to the post office this morning. So expect heavier than usual traffic out there this morning.
Also, people get more heated on the roadway, and their temper gets...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
We had a road rage incident, Tazewell Pike at Sanders Road, Sunday night.
Mm.
And then an hour later, we had another type of incident, Paper Mill Drive, and a shooting.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's, I have heard that, you know, I don't have the documentation in front of me, but crime tends to go up when it's hot.
Police officers always told me that.
Short fuse.
And, you know, so...
You don't have to worry about me, though, because I'm locked inside my house when it gets hot.
She's hibernating. You know, yesterday I did not get out until after work with a golf club and a 9-iron, and I hit a few golf balls at about 7 o'clock. It was still hot. By the time, I mean, I'm talking about I just walked down the field 150 yards and back up the field 150 yards, and I came and I was sweating after that stir-fried dinner. I mean, good, great.
Well, I'm going to play down in Lenore City at the War Memorial Building.
What did you have to wear for dress?
We were talking about this off the air. In this play, I play an 85-year-old woman in the 1980s who's stuck in the early 1900s.
Huh.
So I had to wear, like, the high-neck, high-collar, lace long sleeve.
You could just see it.
And then, yeah, the long skirt with the crinolines underneath.
At the War Memorial?
Roasting. I had sweat on my head and, you know, but fortunately, my character also carries a fan.
Well, that's a little relief, but still.
Yeah.
How long did this rehearsal last?
Oh, it went on for, let's see, we started at 6 and didn't get done till 9. So
3-hour rehearsal.
Yeah. And I mean, we were all in costume and we were all, of course, part of it is that, you know, they didn't have the air conditioning up on high all day because the building wasn't in use all day. So it was just pretty warm anyway.
This is an unusual plot to this play.
Yeah.
But it's morbidly funny.
Yes. If you've ever seen Arsenic and Old Lace, it is kind of along those lines. It's about this group of spinsters, old ladies who live in a boarding house, and they are infatuated with the homicide detective who lives across the street. And so they decide to commit a murder to get him to come and visit. And
wow.
Then they get in competition for his attention with a reporter, a woman reporter who comes over. And it's just, it's very campy. It's very funny. It's just silly. And I got to tell you, the ladies that I'm in this show with are just incredible. We're having a ball. Or we were until last night when we were in costume. And you know, because you know, when you get extremely cold or extremely hot, it affects your brain.
Yes.
And so we were stumbling over lines and couldn't remember where to go. And it was.
So you talked about when cold happens.
And
I thought
this is why I did not become a Disney princess at Disney World.
In Orlando.
That's why, because I couldn't handle
Anaheim the heat. Would have been different because that's a...
We're going to go with that was the whole reason was just because I couldn't handle the heat. That's the only reason I wasn't a Disney
Because your wave person. Is perfect.
Of course it is.
I mean, it's absolutely stunning. I mean, no, I mean, I think that's hilarious because there's so much going on in this plot.
Yes.
And you wondered where the wild girls from Mount Pilot ended up. Well, it's here. That's hello, doll.
Oh, it's like a reimagining of the Golden Girls. If it was the Golden Girls, my character would be Dorothy.
I can see that.
That's my character is Dorothy. Yeah, I get to boss people around and.
Yeah, but I could see you as goodness, the other one from. Oh, who am I thinking about?
Rose.
I could see Rose.
Betty White's character. I get that on TikTok all the time.
She was great.
You just seem like you'd be Betty White.
You do. But if you have to act and you have to be somebody you're not.
I know, and that's what surprised
that's
me.
That's Dorothy.
One of my really good friends, Bonnie West, is the assistant director, and this is the Last Call Theater Group, and she's the assistant director, and she asked me to come down and help out. And I guess they had this role in mind for me because it's what they handed to me to audition with. This is not the kind of character I would usually choose to audition for because she's very straight-laced and you know, she may be a hussy, but we are ladies. It's that whole thing. Let me tell you, I am at my Carol Burnett best with this. It's like, you know, when Carol Burnett used to do Nora Desmond.
Nora Desmond.
Yeah, she used to do the old Hollywood character who came down the stairs and, you know, I'm ready for my clothes at Mr. DeMille.
I love that. Yeah. I did like, too, when she played Eunice.
Yeah.
But to hear... To hear Vicki Lawrence just say the word Eunice.
Yeah, but you know,
hush up, Eunice.
For me, and I'm sorry if you're in a younger generation, you just don't understand what it was like when we only had three channels to choose from, and everybody in the world watched the same thing on the same night if it was a popular show.
CBS.
Yeah, to me, nothing will ever top her parody of Gone with the Wind.
Oh, my word. That dress, curtain rod dress,
absolutely.
Oh my word.
If you haven't seen it, look it up on YouTube, Carol Burnett.
It's there.
Carol Burnett curtain dress. Well, I guess you wouldn't get it as much if you haven't seen the film.
Sure.
But I did that last night, actually. I had those crinolines on under that skirt, and somebody said, oh, you look so good. I said, thank you. I saw it in the window, and I just couldn't resist, which is a direct line
to
Carol
Burnett. It's a great line. Mm. I love that. For WRJZ, 7:30, half past the hour, Bob Bell, Tanya Stout Brown. All of that coming up in just a few moments. We also talk about what these young people are thinking as they leave college and enter the real workforce, which many of them are in the workforce.
What's on their minds?
What is on their minds? I'm always interested in that. That's very good. For WRJZ, that's coming up a little bit later. Also, Jack Hibbs talks about witnessing to his sister. How he threw all the pretense stuff just out the window. And he just delivered to her the truth. As she was getting ready to die many, many years ago. 7:30, this newscast brought to you by Guardian Investment Advisors. Good guy Gary Thurman will help you with your retirement in the next stage.
Remember the time you were in your car with your kids, scanning the radio dial, and some DJ thought it would be a great idea to say something really raunchy?
Oh.
But when you listen here, we'll never do that to you. You're locked in to Joy Radio.
You just get encouraging, positive Tanya.
That's right.
That's right.
Happy anniversary, Bob.
Yes, happy anniversary, Mrs. Bell.
To you and the lovely Meg Bell.
The lovely and gracious Mrs. Bell, who probably is on her way to work. She gets there early.
I need to offer one clarification.
Sure.
I promised I would do this. Hubert Smith listens.
What's up, H?
Yes. And so we need to correct this for all who are out there. Dolly Parton, of course, gained her fame on the Cass Walker Show.
Yes.
It actually started on WROL-TV. Which is now WATE-TV. So she actually started her TV career on what is now WATE before the Cass Walker Show moved to WBIR.
Which was the sister station to this radio station.
Mm-hmm.
AM620 was WROL in 1927. Next year, we will have the privilege of celebrating our 100th anniversary, something that I'm sure Hubert knows from when he was a little boy. So, he knows we love him, right?
Well, I hope he does. Oh, gosh. Well, he mentioned that, but he's listening. Just know he's listening.
Oh, I know he's listening. He's always listening. I love him. For WRJZ Joy Radio, good morning and welcome in. So, in Lenore City, at least 10 buses caught fire. Either chain reaction from one to another early this morning. By the time it was 5:15, I had already heard the news and caught it on WVLT's website. That Lenore City schools are closed today. 10 of their buses in the bus yard caught fire.
I guess just nobody saw the fire in time to stop it from going from one bus to the other, to the other, to the other.
Hoppity, hoppity, hop.
Or
there was foul play. I don't know.
So those kids are getting an unexpected day off.
Yeah, what's not snow?
It's far.
This GO report brought to you by Dalton Collision, 938 9818. So the sleuth is out investigating what's happened in the yard. How did those buses catch fire? And I'm not trying to say and cast aspersions, but Dave is. Anyway, I'm not trying to cast aspersions. I just wonder, I mean, how did it start?
Mm-hmm.
You know, now if there was some sort of spontaneous combustion that accidentally, praise God it happened at 5 o'clock in the morning. Amen?
Yes.
rather than when the kids are on?
Absolutely.
Sure. So,
yeah.
However, if it didn't start that way, well, we need to find out.
I mean, it sounds like the kind of thing that some rapscallions would do.
Boy. You're really into your character, aren't you? Rapscallions?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That is so good. Rapscallions.
How else do you define the kind of
young persons who would climb over the fence? Rascals. Ne'er-do-wells.
Little rascals.
Little ne'er-do-wells.
Ne'er-do-wells.
Or gutter snipes.
Gutter snipes.
I've heard that.
I think rapscallion sounds a little more
pleasant. Oh, that's classic. I mean, that's the best right there. TN4. So,
Hooligans.
Hooligans.
All right, so I want to clarify something. You sent me a text yesterday, and I said, I don't want to get into that. Good gravy. You come up with the ideas.
I'm sorry. I'm just out
there. But you're reacting.
I see things. I hear things.
I do too.
I bring them to the table for discussion.
So we got people trying to preach Dolly into heaven. We got people trying to preach Dolly out of heaven. Hey, listen. You ain't it. That's his decision. And it's already been decided. You know, she professed a faith in Christ. Very clear about it. Mm-hmm. Do I disagree with her on several things? Yeah.
Well, the thing is, Dolly wasn't about promoting any type of lifestyle or promoting any kind of sin. She was about promoting people.
Yeah.
Loving people no matter where they came from.
And because she knew she was bullied when she was a girl.
Yeah.
No question about it.
So I think it's a great time, if we have time, before we wrap up, to talk about what we at this radio station believe about how you get to heaven.
Yeah, the soteriology. I learned that from a bunch of pastors.
You got big words.
Do, 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 do.
Use your words, Bob.
In a few moments, though, we're going to find out what some of our young people believe are roadblocks and positives ahead of us right here at WRJZ Joy Radio.
From Sunrise in Seymour to Biscuits in Bearden and Coffee in Carnes, mornings are better with Bob Bell.
Joy Radio, it's September 1, 2026. The whole world dances for September 1st.
Yes, it's my birthday
month. You remember? She's going to turn 36 this month. That's right, at WRJZ.
Yeah, let's go with that. 36, sure.
I've had people tell me that we've done this bumper before. And they just jam into work, and they love it. So on this September 1, 2026, I hope it sends you to work in a good mood. For WRJZ, my friend, Tanya Stout Brown, had a chance to go visit Crown College.
Yes, the Crown College.
Right over there in Powell.
They had a job fair last week, and so we were looking for interns. And while I was there, I thought, you know, I'm just going to take the microphone out here and talk to some of the students. And these are people who are 18 to 21 years of age. Mm-hmm. And if you can remember what you were like at that age, what was on your mind, what were your greatest concerns, and see if they match what these students said are things that are on their minds.
Right now, cost of living is definitely a huge problem for our generation. It's difficult in this society to be able to generate enough income to be able to live almost anywhere. It's kind of forcing a lot of us back towards having to live with our parents and things like that because we just can't afford to live out in society. It's a problem. It's a struggle. But hopefully some jobs will open up here with good career paths that will reverse that. But right now, that's the biggest struggle I think that we face going out into the workforce, is trying to balance that incoming money with what we have going out and being able to survive on that without additional help independently. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what about you? What are the most important issues that you see facing yourself or the world at large as you launch out?
Most important issues? Let's see. Probably stuck in his, like, it's cost of living. And it, like, cost of living is going up while wages are going up at a steadier rate than what cost of living is going up. But I know God will provide, but there's basically just breaking that shell, working hard, and basically you just leave it to the Lord, you work hard, and you can do anything. So, yeah, just with cost of living, I'd say that's probably our primary thing right now.
Okay.
I think the thing that I'm going to have a problem with is that when I'm going into ministry in the future, the liberal movement that's growing and it's becoming more popular, it's going to make it harder for churches to grow. And if you see through the government, there's already trying to shut down churches. Even my own home church is having problems with their own city, trying to push them out. So I can see even in the future that we're going to have a real problem with, you know, churches and growth and being able to spread and teach the gospel. That's what I think.
How do you stay optimistic in that kind of environment?
Well, pray, because if you look throughout all of history, God has provided and made sure that His people are always where they need to be and are always around to spread the gospel. So I know that with God's help and prayer, He's going to keep us going.
Okay. I'd say it'd be kind of like more personal. You go to a college and it's like you go from being the student to then you leave college and you're like almost like the teacher. Not saying that you can't learn, but like you go out and you're not like being taught every single day. It's something that you have to take time on your own to learn. You got to study yourself. You got to like actually put in the work to do stuff independently in something that isn't really like the same as like in college. So
are you ready for that?
Well, right now, no, but you know, I will be after college. I will be. I'll have three months or so. If I go another semester, I'll have 3 months of studying under my belt. And yeah, it's not a lot, but it's enough to build habits, and habits, they die hard. So
I think the most important issue is that the modern Christian movement has a distortion of the Great Commission, and that we've separated the church into laity and clergy, and that we've made it so that everyone feels like they don't need to fulfill the Great Commission, that everyone doesn't have to express and lift up Christ in everything that they do.
When you graduate, looking ahead, what do you think will be the biggest concerns for you, or what are you most concerned about in the world right now as you think about your future?
I think there's a lack of fearing the Lord in just every aspect, you know, even Christians or just people in general. They might even say, yeah, I think there's a God, but they don't fear Him. And that's even a thing I'm having to come to terms with. Because when you really fear the Lord, you'll respect Him, and you won't have to worry about, everything will fall into place. John 15, verse 3, now you're clean through the words which I have spoken unto you. His word will do everything. All we have to do is respect Him and understand He is God.
That sounds great. And interviewing students?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I interview you just a little
bit? Absolutely. I would love the opportunity.
I'll give you the question ahead of time.
Okay.
It's kind of a free-flowing thought process.
All right.
I'm looking for what you think will be the most pressing issue you face when you graduate. That can be something practical, or it could be something theological, or something about the state of the world today.
Okay.
What do you think?
It'll probably be with transition. Like, I this is a brand new experience for me. I was mostly under my parents' guidance and authority most of my life, which I understand that's quite common. And I'm fine with that. But now it's sent off to college. I'm my own man. I'm figuring things out, but I'm still kind of under the authority of Crown College, which it's good for me. But when I leave Crown College, I will have none of that. And that's probably going to be my biggest issue, problem, challenge. Challenge is the best word. It's probably going to be my hardest challenge, learning to operate on my own authority completely.
Are you doing anything in particular to prepare for that?
Learning. I'm learning responsibility in college. It's even though we do have authority here, it's pretty free for your own choices. You make your choices of what you want to do, what classes you have, when you want to go to bed, just simple things. It's a little bit of preparation, but it's what I need, and I can see that.
So worldwide, what issue do you think is most important? What's something that people need to know or understand? Is there an issue that concerns you out there right now?
I'd say work ethic. Work ethic is something that's really lacking today. I spent a lot of time, my younger days, working for my family, helping my dad. He's a pastor, and all I would really do is help him prepare the church, clean the church, church grounds, take a part-time job when I can. And that really aided me in a work ethic, and I think that's going to give me a leg up on most jobs I do. But I can see everywhere I go, there's billboards looking for people. They need jobs. They need people to hire. And kids these days just don't want to work. And I can tell that's going to be a pressing issue worldwide, especially nationwide.
Thoughts?
Well, first of all, it's a Christian college, and so we have some deep thinkers there. But also, some of the concerns they had are concerns that I had too. You know, launching out and being independent, making it without your parents or teachers guiding you.
10 minutes away from 8 o'clock. More coming up in a few moments at WRJZ. Also, a word or two from Jack Gibbs. How did he witness to his own sister? You'll hear that story in just a few moments of the closing line of the Bob Bell Show.
Bell.
Yeah,
bell.
Yeah. Okay, stay by the bell. We're back.
Kids bring a lot of joy to your life, but they can also bring a lot of stress.
But isn't it great to know that you have a radio station to help you celebrate the joy and maybe ease some of the stress of your amazing kids?
You're locked in to Joy Radio.
So put the drop top down, turn it up, I'm ready to fly.
Joy Radio, WRJZ, with Jamie Grace, Tanya Stout-Brown, and Bob Bell.
My friend, Jamie.
Your buddy.
My buddy.
Well, you got a good buddy there.
She's so cute. She's continuously releasing music.
And she's the real deal, too.
I know she would. She took a step away from the industry, and she is back. And I know she would appreciate it if you look up her music.
Yeah. And it's great.
It is. It's great. And the sun is shining today. And if you got something you want to get done, get it done now. Before the heat turns up.
Yeah. Dolly helmets. So on the helmets, University of Tennessee football, there's going to be a Dolly decal.
Isn't that something? One of my friends texted me about that last night.
Yeah. Josh Heupel said, I could not imagine letting this go by without some sort of tribute.
I think that's awesome.
Have you watched 9 to 5 in tribute of Dolly Parton?
I have not.
We watched it last night, and I forgot how funny that was.
Fantastic. She's a brilliant actress. You know what I'm doing today, though?
She didn't have acting classes.
I'm going to Smith Mortuary today in Maryville.
You're going to Smith Mortuary
yes,
to act?
They have set,
or to sing 9 to 5?
They have set up a tribute to Dolly there.
Really?
And folks can go by and sign a book. And have their picture made with the display they have set up there. Something to kind of mark the occasion, you know, because this is a big deal.
Sure.
This is a huge deal.
All over the world.
This is going to be one of those things that we all look back and talk about where we were when we found out and what we did that you remember tuning in watching 9 to 5. And I went to the funeral home at the UT.
Smith Mortuary, Grandview Cemetery. Remember, we used to advertise for them at WGAP. Do you remember
Oh,
that?
Yeah, yeah, I do.
That's going to be nice. What's your job again? Your creative director?
Yes.
Creative director goes to the cemetery.
She was picking up ideas.
Well, she's not getting much feedback there.
She's waiting for the dead in Christ to rise first.
There we go.
Then we'll be caught up in the air, together with him in the air. And Lo will be with him forever.
What I'm told is that the display there at the funeral home is open from 9 to 5. You got it.
Okay, for WRJZ. We talked earlier. We'll talk about this later, but I don't want to get too much. Yeah, people trying to preach Dolly out of
it's
heaven.
Just a big debate about, and I think the reason this is a big debate is because she was so open about her faith and talked about her faith so much. People debating whether or not Dolly went to heaven. I believe she did. But you know what? Doesn't matter. Her decision
doesn't
has already
what
been
my
made.
Opinion is.
What matters is what you folks, you listening here, what are you going to do with Jesus?
See?
Because that's what it's all about. What are you going to do with Jesus?
Let a man examine himself to see that he's walking in the faith.
Mm-hmm.
There you are.
Yep.
So that's, it didn't say, let a man examine Tanya to see that she's walking in the faith.
Mm-hmm.
Let a man examine himself.
Yep.
So soteriology-wise, you get to the place where you make sure that you're walking in the faith, and if there's some big signs that have been with you for a long time, then you need to raise the red flag and say, whoa. And it's okay for you to say, whoa. I need to look at, have I trusted Christ in him alone?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the doctrine of solo Christo, only Jesus, solo scriptura, through scripture, solo fiete, by faith alone.
Look at you using big words.
Oh, I copied it. I copied it from all my friends that are really pastors. It ain't Seymour Education, kids. Solo grazie through grace alone.
Yeah. But that's the thing. It's understanding that you can't get to heaven on your own. And Jesus came to build that bridge between us and heaven. That's what we believe here.
And the only reason that he could do that is he's God with skin on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we believe here. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. Glory is that of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. So that's John 1:14. Of course, John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was
God.
There you are. I knew my little Baptist friend would know that. So that's the, if you would place your trust in him, we understand too that sometimes people come by this platform, whether it's at WRJZ.com or 102.5 or AM 620, and they may not belong to Christ yet. That's a reality. That happens all the time. People come by and they've never really heard the good news. This is your chance to hear the good news.
Yeah, and in this building, I can tell you that we have a lot of different beliefs about a lot of different things, but we're all in agreement about who Jesus was.
Period.
And who he is and who he's going to be. And in the end, that's what matters. Where do you stand?
And so, by the grace of God, Tanya and I have been saved. We are still being saved, and we will yet be saved. But it's only by grace in Christ, and his love and mercy has done it. For WRJZ Joy Radio, I am Bob Bell. Coming up, Focus on the Family. They're going to talk more about keeping your kids on track.
Always a challenge.
Hey, you listen. You know, Jim Daly knows what he's talking about. Thank you, Tanya. Again, another great show.
Always a joy to come and play in the sandbox.
Hallelujah. Till tomorrow, Bob Bell saying, now go out and do Jesus to someone today.